Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. I'm so pumped to be going through these six laws of savagery to take your life, your business, anything from average to savage. We went over the last time. Supreme accountability is law number one. Law number two is all in commitment. I have notes for this episode. I know I'm going to fly off the handle at some point because I love talking about this. The obsession, being all in, not being in moderation, but going all in on something, fully committed, and creating that urgency to live life on the next level up, and then the next level up, and then the next level up. How many people do you know that live with a sense of urgency? I would argue that it's very, very, very small. Most people, day in and day out, do the same exact thing, and then do the same exact thing, and then they say there's not enough time in the day, and then they're 85 years old, and they have regrets. I want to be 90 years old in that rocking chair having zero regrets or as little as I possibly can. I often share this story in speeches. I think I shared it once on a podcast. But if you want to create urgency in your life and be all in, the best story I can share with you, I'm going to share two quick stories with you on this podcast, is from a vacation that my family and I went on in 2018. It was in Florida. My parents drove down to Florida in 2018. They stayed there from January, February, March. My brother and I flew down to visit them. And they were getting a little bit older at the time. And I remember thinking on the flight down, I don't even know why I thought it. I think I was just journaling. I had just come from a business conference. And I thought, what if this is the last beach vacation I'm ever on with my mom, dad, and brother? What if it is? I hope it's not. I hope we have tons more of these vacations together. But what if it is? How would I treat the vacation if this was the last one we ever went on? All it was a long weekend. I think we flew in Thursday night and flew out Sunday morning. This long weekend felt like a month in the best way because I was ultra present the whole time thinking this could be the last one. Every joke was funnier. Every story was more intriguing. Food tasted better. The ocean smelled more like vacation. Every moment was magnified because I truly lived it as if it could have been the last one. Call it the last one mentality. It changed my life and it changed the way I operate on a day-to-day basis. I think about this every day. I think about it every time I meet with somebody. I think, what if this is the last time I see them? How do I want this interaction to go? Do I want to just go through the motions and talk about the weather and current events? Or do I want to have a deep conversation with this person and actually get to know them and share experiences and stories and encourage them and help them level up? And it changes every single interaction. The last one mentality can create urgency in your life like never before. Take this for example. Let's say you acted like, let's say 2024 is your last year you're ever going to live. I weirdly act like I'm going to die at the end of every year, and then I could max out that year. Let's say you're going to die at the end of 2024. New Year's Eve, 2024, ball drops, you drop. That's it, right? What would you do if you truly believe that? How would you treat 2024? What would you accomplish? What would you sign up for that you've been putting off? What trip would you go on? What business would you start? What relationship would you get into or get out of? The last one mentality will help you create urgency and realize that this thing called life doesn't last forever. All in commitment is law number two with becoming a savage. Most people say this. You've heard this. I hear it almost daily, whether in person, on Instagram, DMs, anywhere. I'll run a half marathon someday. I'll start that business someday. I'll start losing weight someday. I'll start saving money someday. I have news for you. Those some days, 99.9% of them mean never. Mean never. And you need to be very careful who you hang around, because I don't want to be around the someday person. I want to be around the all in person. Don't wait for the heart attack or the health scare to start taking care of your body. I thought about this too. Why don't people go all in? Why do you think they don't? I think it's a fear of failure. And maybe I'm thinking about my own life as well. The fear of failure. Because if you go all in and you fail, it looks worse, right? Oh, he was all in. He or she was all in. And they failed. How bad does that look? Well, it's better to half-ass it and never really fail at anything. And also never really accomplish anything. Forget that. I can tell you right now, I was talking to a good friend about this a couple weeks ago. Living in moderation, to me, is the enemy. I don't want to be 90 years old looking back at my life and saying, well, I'm glad I did everything in moderation. I'm glad I was average at everything. That was exciting. Who have you looked up to that has done everything in moderation? I don't know about you, but for me, it's zero people. We look at the people that are obsessed with something, that want to become the best, that push themselves, that go all in on a business, on a sport, on public speaking, on comedy, whatever it is. The people that are all in are the ones that are inspiring to us. Why not be one of those people? I realized the power of going all in on October 27th of 2018. For those that don't know that date, what happened was, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There was a shooting in the Tree of Life Synagogue, which I had never been in before, but I lived relatively close to. 11 people were shot and killed in this synagogue. I believe at the time I was in Vegas for a work conference, and I found out of the Tree of Life shooting while I was there, and it hurt very bad while I was there. But I remember it wasn't until I flew home a couple days later, I was walking through the Pittsburgh airport, and it just felt different. It felt sad. It felt heavy. It felt really bad. And I thought about it for a few days. I got to do something to show that, yes, hate won in the short term. Hate won. 11 people were killed. Hate won. But in my opinion, love always wins long term. Always. And I can prove it to you. Humans are still here. If hate won, there'd be no humans. The human race would be gone. Until that happens, love wins long term. I had never run a marathon before, and I hadn't run any significant distance in over 7 years. I decided I would strap an 11-pound weight vest on me in honor of the victims, 1 pound for each victim, and run the Pittsburgh Marathon May 5th of 2019 in honor of the Tree of Life victims, their families, that whole community, and to prove that love conquers hate, period. When I tell you I was all in, I've never been more all in, I don't think, on anything. I was committed. I had a sense of urgency. The second I signed up, I bought the weight vest. I started wearing it to runs. By the way, I looked like a little bit of a psycho as I was running on the treadmill in December and January with an 11-pound weight vest on. And this thing was bulky too. Could I have failed? Sure, you could fail when you go all in on something. But it was worth it. It would have been absolutely worth it. And I thought, looking back, I would have had to get really injured to not run this full marathon. As the day got closer, local media got wind of what was going on, and they sent out a camera crew and they ran the whole story. And I wanted to make sure the story was not about me. It was about love conquering hate long term. Strap on this 11-pound weight vest. The gun goes off and it rains. And it normally does this in the Pittsburgh Marathon. It rains for the majority of the marathon. The mistake I made was the weight vest, the weights, the 11 pounds, it was a pound a piece of these sandbags in the weight vest. And you think about it, when it rains, the sand holds the weight. And some people were telling me afterwards that it was well over 20, 25 pounds by the time this marathon ended. As I'm running and it's raining, some people knew why I was out there. I had signs on the weight vest saying why I was doing this. And the amount of support and love that I got during that 4+ hour marathon was overwhelming. The most powerful being when I got to the finish line and my parents, my family were there as well. The surprise of a lifetime happened when the man who ran the Tree of Life Synagogue, who I did not know, showed up at the finish line waiting for me just so he could run with me across the finish line and show his support for what I was doing. There's a picture, and actually Runner's World magazine picked it up and they ran the story of me hugging, his name's Alan, at the finish line. And I think the story, the headline is something like Catholic marathoner embraces Jewish synagogue host. I can't remember how it is actually read, but it's a Catholic and a Jewish person embracing at the finish line with one goal in mind. Love conquers hate, period. And I share this story because it's of going all in. I was so all in, committed, and created an insane amount of urgency to run this marathon. There was no way I wasn't getting this finished. And this proved to me the power of being all in. The takeaway is simple. Decide how bad you want something. Decide how do you want to feel when you're 90 years old in the rocking chair. Think about that. You may want to say, I'm glad I played it safe and I did everything in moderation. Maybe you do. But I have a feeling if you're listening to this podcast and you follow my content, you are going to want to be 90 in the rocking chair saying, I'm glad I went all in on my life. I'm glad I took risks. I'm glad I accepted challenges. I'm glad I went out on a limb. I'm glad that I pushed myself. Savages go all in on their passions, even if they're afraid to fail. Period. Are you all in? I think about it myself all the time. Am I all in? What areas of my life am I not all in, where I want to be more committed to? You can think about that as well. I hope you learned something from this. Law number two, I get really amped up about. I love them all, but this one I get really juiced up about, especially when I talk in person. You can just tell when somebody is all in on life or they're not, can't you? You can just see it. You can sense it. The passion, the urgency, the commitment, or not, or having no passion, no enthusiasm for life, not caring, just, oh, yeah, today's one of the days, no intentionality. Savages go all in. Stay savage out there. I hope you have a great week. I'm so glad you joined me today. I get juiced up talking about this from Average to Savage Laws. It's one of the first times I screwed that up. I know it's a tongue twister. Average to Savage Laws. There's six of them. We're going to go over all six in detail. I'm going to share stories about how I came up with them, how I learned about them, and I hope it helps you stay savage in your life and continuously level up in any area that you want. Much love. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.